This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden on Wednesday ordered new sanctions against the military regime in Myanmar, taking action after the military this month staged a coup in the Southeast Asian country and arrested de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior politicians. Biden said he was issuing an executive order that will prevent Myanmar's generals from accessing $1 billion in assets in the United States. The president said the United States and a broad international coalition are calling on military leaders to free political detainees.
I again call on the Burmese military to immediately release the democratic political leaders and activists, and they're now detained, including Aung San Suu Kyi. And she is, and also Win Myint, the president.
He said that the people of Myanmar are demanding that power be restored to the civilian government. The president's action came on the same day that thousands of people in Myanmar defied the military government and took part in mass demonstrations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Thousands of people joined demonstrations in the main city of Yangon, and in the capital, Naypyidaw, hundreds of government workers marched in support of a growing civil disobedience campaign. A group of police in Kaya State in the east also joined the protesters and marched in uniform with a sign that said, "We don't want dictatorship," according to pictures published in media. Junta leader General Min Aung Hlaing promised on Monday to hold a new election, but gave no time frame, citing unproven allegations of election fraud for justifying their takeover. The military have issued a state of emergency to last for 1 year.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan.